Good morning, everyone, from the EuroTeleSites headquarters in Vienna. Warm welcome to everyone who joined us for the first time. Today, we are here to present the Q2 and also some H1 2024 figures. I'm here in the room with Ivo and Lars, our CEO and CFO. We will first of all present the highlights and the figures, and afterwards, there is the opportunity for raise questions. As you are aware of, you can already use the question mark on the left side of your computer and put in the questions, and once we are done, we'll come over to answer them. I will hand over now to Ivo to guide us through the presentation.
Thank you, Moritz. Good morning from my side, everybody. Thank you for joining on our Q2 results. We will go into the standard format. We will go briefly through a summary, and then we'll take a little deep dive on segment by segment. To start with the summary, we had a very good growth, Q2, 4.5% over the Q1, driven by indexation and more importantly, by new tenants. We have continued with our excellent execution of the sites. This quarter, we rolled out 64 new sites, with 40% being greenfields. Something that we are very proud of, that we are continuing to work on to be recognizable tower company on the markets as an independent and delivery of quality, is to our third-party MNO tenants. This quarter, we have achieved 79 new third-party MNO tenants, and I'm especially proud of it because we are only showing MNO tenancy. Very good progress on the mandatory upgrades for our anchor tenant. We are continuing to do the digitalization in order to improve our processes, and Moody's announced that we keep the positive investment grade rating. Something on the challenging side is the lease liability to be higher in the next quarter due to some shifts from the previous periods and due to the indexation model that we have, where we are capped on the MLA with 3%, but yet we have seen some indexation of the land leases, especially in Austria, with the full CPI. Next, please. So coming into the numbers, 64 new sites, but if you see on the net adds, Q1 to Q2, we have 56 net adds, and the delta of 9 is mainly due to some sites we are being in a process of relocation. On the tenancy development, when we discuss the 79 new third-party tenants, this is something that you will see in the workbook. We have rolled out, or we have been able to get 18 new tenants in Serbia, which is the highest in our group, followed by 17 in Slovenia and Bulgaria, and 14 in Austria. So we are growing very fast in the CEE region. And if we come to the rollout of sites, the largest number again was in Serbia, with 21 new sites, followed by Austria of 18 and Bulgaria of 15 new sites. So overall, we are growing on the sites, we are growing on the tenants, and we have improved our tenancy ratio to 1.24. Next, please. If we see a little map of Austria, our largest market, where there are already three tower companies, three mobile players, we are continuing to develop new sites, new locations, and a little graphical presentation where we have invested and we've rolled out for this quarter. We are on track with the plans of our anchor tenant to continue to reach the goal for 2024. And if we go on the next slide, please, we take a little more deep dive on the CapEx. So two-thirds of the CapEx for Q2 was invested in Austria, mainly due for the sites that I mentioned, but for the mandatory upgrades as well. We have a large quantity of mandatory upgrades of the existing sites, that we need to prepare for the anchor tenant and at the same time to be ready for a second tenant or 5G rollout. And then when it comes to the 5G necessity of our anchor tenant. Since 40% of our greenfield sites, the new sites were greenfield, we also see a very strong possibility that a second tenant will come to these sites in the coming quarters, which we will keep you informed. Next, please. A short summary from my side. So 13,552 sites, 1.24 tenancy ratio, total revenue quarter over quarter increased by 4.5%. The EBITDA has grown 4.1% with a strong margins of 85%. EBITDA after lease growth of 5.3% quarter over quarter. And we continue to have a 57% of margin. For the CapEx, 9.8. This is lower than the previous quarter, but it stays in line with what we have mentioned in our guidance for 2024. And I will stop here. I will give the floor to my colleague Lars for the financials.
Thank you, Ivo. I will walk you through the figures for the second quarter, but as well as also at the later part through the half year of 2024. Let's briefly start with the figures that Ivo has already mentioned. So overall in Q2, we reached 66.8 million euros in revenues. The biggest market unchanged to the previous communication we've done is, of course, Austria, followed by Bulgaria and then Croatia. Same situation, same structure for the APDA after lease market. Having said so, let's jump into the detailed figures that you also can find on our website in the data book with more details if you wish. Looking at the group level, so consisting Austria in the international markets and the group itself, we can see the increase that Ivo has mentioned on the revenue side. We saw an increase of 4.5% on the revenues, which equals 2.9 million euros additional to the Q1 revenues we generated. I think we're very well in line with what we have seen also in our guidance for the full year 2024. And this positive trend continues. If you go through the P&L, we have, you will see that in the data book as well, we have slightly higher costs on the OPEX side, driven by seasonal changes from Q1 to Q2. Nevertheless, the EBITDA also growth by 4.1%, reaching 56.7%. And as Ivo has mentioned, I think we can quite proudly mention that we therewith achieve an EBITDA margin of 85%. Having said so, the EBITDA after lease margin is also quite high with 57%, reaching an EBITDA after leases of 38.1 million euros. What is important to mention, and this is maybe a special effect that we can report since the last quarter, we have driven by the fact that we have a quite healthy and good cash position. We have taken the opportunity to repay 30 million of our term loan. So you might remember that we have two financial mechanisms in place, 500 million bond that will stay as it is. And on the loan side, we have a 500 million loan, which is now in April reduced from 500 million down to 470 million. So this is the biggest news maybe from the P&L perspective. Let's briefly walk through the details of the countries. Next slide. We see Austria, as mentioned, the biggest market. You can see that the revenue growth is, of course, impacting here as well. Majority of the market is linked to Austria, so it's 4.5%. You remember the discussion we have had with you showing that we are obliged or we can increase the revenues by passing through inflation. This is what we've done in April. So we have adjusted our leases or our rents towards the anchor tenant according to the master lease agreement. Therefore, you can see the overall increase reaching in the Austrian market revenues of 39.6 million. Similar situation in the increase as on the group with the EBITDA and EBITDA after leases. One highlight that we would like to emphasize here, and Ivo has already mentioned it, we are on track with CapEx, and if you calculate the Q1 and Q2 results and you compare it to the revenues, you will see that this reaches more or less exactly 20% of the revenues reinvested in our infrastructure. CapEx is online, is in line with our deliverables. I think, of course, there are some slight seasonal effects that you can see as a spillover from December and the last year's period into the first quarter. Now, during summertime, I think we reached a quite reasonable level that we also will fulfill until the end of the year. Having said so, on the international market, we have a slight higher increase in revenues. We reach +4.6%, reaching 27.2 million in revenues internationally. All markets, excluding Austria, reaching even higher EBITDA margin of 88%, increasing the EBITDA up to 23.8 million. If you do the CapEx calculation here as well, you will see that we are a little bit below our expectation, but we are optimistic to fulfill also the 20% that we have in our guidance until the year end. Having said so, I will close the Q1, Q2 quarter, and I will now jump into the financials of the first half year, so the first six months in 2024. We're doing this mainly because you all remember that around the spin-off, we have started with some assumptions on the half year 2023, and we would like to use the opportunity to make for the first time now the comparison towards the pro forma numbers we have presented to you during the spin-off. You remember that we have expected for 2023 first half year revenues amounting up to 121 million euros. We proudly can present that we have generated +8% in revenues, comparing those numbers of 2023 with the first half year of 2024. Therewith, we are reaching 131 million of revenues in the first half year of the current year. If you look at the EBITDA after leases and also into the cash flow, you see a positive effect there as well. The EBITDA after leases, we reach on a half year basis 74 million, and with the cash flow, we achieve 52 million in the first half year 2024. What is very important for us to mention, because we start with a quite high leverage of 7.7 in the pro formas 2023, you are already aware of the deleveraging process. So our midterm guidance and midterm goal is to achieve 5x leverage, and the first number we have already presented to you, which namely was the December 31st in the year 2023 deleveraging number, which showed that we were a bit better than expected. So we reached 7.3. The reason why we're not disclosing the number for the mid-year is that, of course, throughout the year, you will see some seasonalities, and therewith, we can announce that we believe that this path is on track, and at the end of this year, in 2024, we will, of course, present to you then the new and the renewed number for the deleveraging on the path down to 5x. Having said so, sometimes no news is good news. I think you all are aware of our guidance, and we herewith would like to emphasize that we also, after having seen now the half year results, we stick to our guidance, namely that on the operational side for this year in 2024, we of course further would like to develop our tenancy ratio. Ivo mentioned the track that we are, of course, heavily investing into these talks and these approaches of other potential customers. In addition to that,
We also would like to further explore non-M&O business. You are all aware that this segment on the revenue perspective is below 1% currently, but we believe that there are some interesting opportunities that we would like to assess. We're in talks. We're on track also with those ideas. What's important to mention that we have done our first step for the ESG strategy, namely we have finalized our materiality, double materiality analysis. So this one is finalized, and therefore I think we are also on track here to develop further ESG measures until the year end. And Ivo has mentioned that digitalization is an important part for us, especially since we are a small team with efficient processes. Having said so, we will very soon announce a cooperation with not only state-of-the-art, but best-in-class software and IT developer who will help us to manage our assets even more efficient in the future. And this, as mentioned, will be announced very soon. We are on track there as well. Looking at the financial guidance, we want to keep the expectation to strive to reach plus of around 5% in revenue growth by the end of the year. We stick to the assumption that our CapEx investments into the infrastructure will be at around 20% of our revenues generated in the current year. And as mentioned, of course, the deleveraging and the maintaining of our investment grade ratings are also on its way. Looking for the midterm to finalize, we also keep these numbers, these expectations, and this guidance. So we believe at the current status that we will be able to achieve 4% to 6% revenue growth per year over the next few years. In addition to that, of course, we stick to the assumption to keep the 20% revenue linked to CapEx also after doing the mandatory upgrades and then shifting towards new growth and additional towers that we would like to invest. And as you are all aware, to deleverage down to 5x, we will not pay dividends for the first 4 years and use the net income at the year end to pay down the debt. Thank you very much. This was a brief introduction. Maybe some of you have also followed our first annual general meeting, and therewith we hope to provide some information that helps you to make your own assessment. Thanks a lot.
Thank you so much, Lars. So we are coming right now to the question and answer session. So once again, if you would like to raise a question, please use the question mark on the left and put your question in. We already received the first question. I would read it out loud, and then Ivo and Lars will respond to your question. First question is, was the term loan reduction of 30 million in line with your plans or earlier than expected?
It was earlier than expected because of the good cash position and the possibility to shift slightly for the cash peaks into the RCF. It was originally planned to pay back the 30 million by the end of this year. So we do this to optimize a little bit our interest payments that we're facing every year, and therewith we can reduce the interest payments slightly.
Thank you, Lars. The second part of the question, do you expect some negative trends in the second half year so that you confirmed your original full year 2024 revenue growth guidance of 5%?
Yeah, we can confirm that the revenue growth will stay with 5% and there are no negative surprises that we see for second half of 2024.
Okay, thank you so much, Ivo. And the third part of the question, are the 64 newly built sites relate completely to the build-to-suit of Telekom Austria?
Yes, only for Telekom Austria.
Thank you, Ivo. So I will raise once again the opportunity for putting in questions in case you would like to know anything from Ivo and Lars directly. Otherwise, as you are aware of, you can always reach myself. We're happy to answer your questions, and all the material which was presented today is for sure available on our website as well.
Sounds very clear.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much, everybody.
Thanks for joining the webcast, and the next results will be in October 2024 for the Q3. Have a nice day.
Bye.